Triple M coming up to 7:45, and coming up on Sunday, nippers are back on. What's involved with getting your kids into nippers? When can they start? What's Sunday morning all about? Here to tell us more is Danny Suter, the president of the Port Macquarie Nippers. Good morning, Danny. How are you?
Good, Strawny. How are you, mate?
Terrific, buddy. Well, we're about to get into the whole thing again on Sunday. I thought today we'd just have a chat because it's right around the coast, right around Australia, as Nippers gets underway on Sunday. And for those parents that maybe have kids approaching the age where they want to get them involved with the beach, because we live in this beautiful part of Australia, they want them to be safe and learn more about the ocean. What age can they start, Danny?
Oh, mate, they can get involved from 5 years old, actually. And they go into the under sixes, which then progresses them right through the under 14s. And you made a good point there. On the coast where we live, most dangerous conditions are beaches, so there's nothing better than having your kids know about those conditions and learn how to deal with them.
Well, take us through a typical Sunday morning. What can parents and kids expect?
Basically, we kick off at 8:30 a.m. sharp. We've got our lovely volunteers down there who are our age managers, who get their kids into their age groups. We run a program, and this year we're focusing on rescues and CPR and learning about how to get involved in that side of things. So it's not just more about sprints and flags and swims. So there is a proficiency swim that has to be done for each child, and that's done at the pool, and then they do an ocean proficiency. And from that point on, then they can get involved in nippers, and they can also get involved in carnivals as well.
What about mums and dads, Danny? They're encouraged to be part of it as well?
Oh, definitely. We've actually just started a bronze course on Monday night, and we've got our biggest bronze group we've had put through, which is 22. And of that, I think there's about seven of those that are nipper parents. So we've got a program running as well, which is called the Age Assistance Course, which comes up on the 4th of November. And that gets parents involved so they can help out those age managers on the beach and take a little bit of pressure off them, but also get involved in their child's activities on the beach. And for us as a club, we know that they are registered members, and we know that they're trained to teach our children about the surf as well, which is very important.
For sure. And Danny as well, I mean, the government incentive, the $100 kids active sports voucher, can you explain that? Because mums and dads should be aware that this is a really good incentive from the state government.
Oh, that was a great incentive. I've used my three kids' active sports voucher this year, and it came in very handy with some of the fees that some clubs in sporting clubs use. But we are an active provider of that incentive scheme, so our fees are only $62.50 for a nipper, but that can be used in the active kids voucher as well. They just apply online, and that comes through to the club for us.
All right. We'll whack a link up, Danny, on our website and our Facebook site for the $100 kids active sports voucher when you're registering. And, yeah, if you'd like to know more, again, head to the Triple M Facebook site and our website. I've got a link there to where you can find your local club. And, Danny, I've got to say, it is just fun. I mean, it's great learning for the kids, particularly because we live right on the ocean, which can be such a dangerous place. But it is just so much fun. And a couple of those camps away, Danny, you soon find out who the snorers are in the groups.
Oh, exactly right. We've got Ned Collins. He's probably the biggest snorer in the whole club, I think. But we put him away from everyone else so we can't hear him. But no, definitely, we've actually got our Southwest Rocks ball camp on this weekend. So we all go up there on Friday night, and we have our annual ball camp on Saturday, and we get about 150 of our 255 nippers turn up to that.
Yeah.
And, they some camp overnight on the Saturday night as well. We have a skid night, fun night. But, yes, it is fun.
Definitely good fun. Look for the links on our Facebook site and also on our website. Thank you, Danny. I can go one better with snorers. There was a bloke who shall remain nameless. He used to have a Harvey Norman franchise, who I used to call the hairy-handed one. And I think Bev used to make him sleep 20 metres, put his tent 20 metres away from the rest of the family. Can you beat that one?
Well, I think I know. I was camping at Hathead last week, and I could pretty much vouch for that one. But I reckon him and Ned will give each other a run for their money.
Good on you, Danny. Thanks for giving us your time, and all the best on Sunday.
Thank you, Strawny.
Triple M, it's 10 to 8.
Strawny. Strawny for breakfast.
Breakfast.
Triple M.